Join me in welcoming Mark Slavens, Vice President for Environmental Affairs with the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine. You know, it seems like to me you have a great job telling people about the environmental benefits of all the green spaces that we have and the lawns and what have you. It sounds like a fun job.
Yeah, I think it's the best job. And when I look at an industry, I don't think there's any other industry like the green industry that can talk and bring as much value to people and where they live. And there's just so many benefits to having healthy landscapes and green spaces.
Yeah.
That I love just talking about it.
Yeah. What makes up the green spaces? I mean, lawns obviously is one portion of it.
Yeah, the lawns are a big portion of it, but it's your vegetable gardens, it's your shrubs, it's your trees. You even get into low-maintenance areas. It could be swells or buffer strips that could be near water areas. But essentially anything that's green and living, that's what we like to attribute as green spaces and talk about all the different benefits that those can provide to us.
Yeah, it certainly beats all the pavements, sidewalks, roadways, and things like that. Just easier on your eyes, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
In Florida, for example, you have a lot of people that live there, and so one of the big benefits of green spaces with all the pavement and rooftops is they actually can help to reduce some of the heat and runoff because they work as filters and they, you know, reduce some of the heat load because grasses and plants will naturally cool the air. So as we continue to grow from a population standpoint, that's when green spaces become even more important.
Yeah. Let's talk about lawns a little bit here. Now, we have other choices besides green lawns, but green lawns offers many more benefits, right?
Yeah, one of the interesting things, lawns perform better than often or at the same as trees and shrubs in our landscapes. And I think people forget that, you know, outside in your grass, you have millions of just tiny little plants that are doing all the great things like trees do. They're providing oxygen. In fact, a 2,500 square foot lawn, so about the half the size of an average lawn of most of Florida, provides enough oxygen for a family of four to breathe.
Wow.
Which is really great. And that lawn actually can cool the air and make temperatures about 30 degrees cooler than on top of asphalt on a given day. So it provides a lot of really good environmental benefits, along with, you know, an ability for kids or pets to go out and play and be outside and just enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, my lawn, I am actually providing extra oxygen then, because there's only three of us, and we have much more than 2,500 square feet.
That's kind of neat. That's right.
That's kind of neat. We're helping others that way.
That's right.
And you get the cooling effect from it. Some people say, you know, it can really reduce the air conditioning load a little bit just by having a cool area around it.
Yeah, you can reduce air conditioning load. You can actually reduce the amount of contaminants and pollutants that get into water. And so there's just immense benefits to having a good, healthy lawn that we always try to promote.
Yeah. You know, you and I were talking earlier, and I like the way you break down the benefits of green spaces in the social, economic, and environmental benefits. And each one has its area of interest there.
Yeah, I think, you know, so we've already hit on the environmental benefits, and I think those are really important. But a lot of times we don't think about the social or the economic. Now, the economic ones, I think a lot of people already kind of think about. So healthy green spaces, a really nice landscape, actually can improve your home value by up to 10 or 11%. It varies based on where you look, but it's actually installing a landscape or updating your landscape is one of the only things you can do to your home to have a positive return on investment. So what I mean by that is every dollar you put into a landscape, you actually will get back about $1.08.
Yeah, let me talk about it. We're talking with Mark Slavens, Vice President of Environmental Affairs with the Scott Miracle-Gro Company. And one of the things that I was interested in that we had talked about was the benefits of being outdoors helps children learn. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's one of the many social benefits of being outdoors, and there's been a lot of research on this recently. So when kids are exposed to the outdoors or just to plants in general, it actually can improve their ability to pay attention, and so inattentiveness actually decreases by about 70% if you take kids in a classroom with plants or outdoors versus kids that are not exposed to plants, they actually are better able to pay attention. And it actually, one of the biggest things that's facing the country right now is attention deficit disorder. And so that plants can actually help reduce or improve children's ability to pay attention and reduce the effects of ADD on children significantly.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important thing that people who have young kids that they're trying to develop should be aware of.
Yeah. Now, we're just about out of time, but I just want to tell everybody that Scotts Miracle-Gro is doing a lot of research in Florida. They have a research facility. They're contributing to researchers. And if people want to get more information, they can go up on the website, right? Scotts.com/Florida.
That's correct.
And get all the information they need and to find out what they can do, too. Hey, Mark, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. And I wish we had more time. We'll do it again.
Thank you, Tom.
You have a great gardening day, and thank you for joining us for this hour, Better Lawns and Gardens.